Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side. You so fly. Yeah. She's so lit. We so high. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Just me and my chick. Yeah. Co-pilot on the passenger side. You so fly. Yeah, she's so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. She give me a.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. This is your boy, Rob One, and this is Sparking Conversation. And y'all know what I do. I get up here each and every week, and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. But today, we're going to do something a little different. I did have a guest scheduled for today. Tonight or whatever, but some things transpired and hopefully they can still jump on and we can get chopping it up and all that. And if not, it's still cool, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to talk to the people because we got some things to talk about. But before I get into that, y'all know what I got to do. I got to give thanks. Give thanks to all the people that download the audio version of this platform because y'all the real MVPs. I'm going to say that each and every week to make sure that y'all understand that it's a vibe, you know, for people to really go check you out and want to hear what you got to say as well as your guests. So thank y'all, man. I just want to give y'all a shout out, right? Okay, another thing I want to say. Yo, shout out to all the people that's been commenting on the content, yo, and resharing and all of that on all the different the platforms. I got to give y'all the thanks, too. I felt like it's only right for me to take a moment and recognize y'all, too, because the audio version is important because that's what podcasting is. But the fact that the clips that I put up, that y'all really be feeling those too, and y'all move those around and share them, and I guess y'all can relate to some of the points that's being made. So thank y'all, man. I appreciate that for real. So I don't want nobody to feel like, you know, it's not appreciated for all the things that y'all do, because even though it's free, the support online, whether you hit a like, comment, share, it's all for free. But I still appreciate the thought. You know what I mean? Like, yo, somebody felt like, yo, somebody else need to hear this, right? So, yo, that's dope, man. So thank y'all, all right? Thank y'all. All right, so I'm going to get into real quick, y'all. Before I get into what the show is going to be about tonight, I'm going to get into, you know, the people who helped the show move forward and all that. You know what I mean? I always got to make sure I give those shots out. So let's get into that real quick. All right, I'm going to give a shout-out to Second Round in the building. Y'all know the vibes, man. Y'all need to click the link in the description, yo, and I want y'all to go get all the information that y'all can about it, all right? So it does so much for you, you know what I'm saying, when it comes down to health, giving you that second boost of energy, right, giving you that second wind that you need sometimes to keep moving forward, yo. So go check them out, man, all right? Java Burn. Y'all know the vibe about Java Burn. Java Burn out here for y'all, for all my coffee drinkers that need a little extra pep in their step when they got the coffee, man. They want to burn a little bit, right? Burn some calories, right? Because that's what we want to do. You know, at all things that when it comes down to it, a lot of people are into their health. And you know, some people got a little guilty pleasure, right? Coffee sometimes is, because, you know, depending on all the cream and sugar and all the other stuff you put in it, you know, it can add more on to what you're trying to lose than to help you lose. But with Java Burn, it's going to give you, they got this formula in it that's going to help give you that extra motivation to want you to move. So whatever calories you're packing on, you can help burn those off right away. And they're not just sitting on you and just hoping to turn into other things, which leads into all this extra weight. And then for a lot of you women, you know, it helps y'all guys retain water and shit, right? So listen, we want y'all to be healthy out here. So y'all just make sure y'all check them out, man. If you got all my coffee drinkers in the building, if y'all feeling like I need a little extra kick in y'all coffee, go holla at them, all right? Word. Oh, my people that like to smell good, y'all know what's going on, man, out here. If you guys are out there, you love to smell good, but the alcohol version of different things, they bother you. They irritate your skin and all that. Well, if that's the case, right, then we want y'all to check out Aroma Air, because it's a link in the description. Y'all go check them out, because they have, I don't know, like thousands of fragrances, right? And they all oil-based. So, and the base of the oil is aloe. So if you guys are not allergic to aloe, right, you know, and you want to still smell good and you don't want all the irritation that come with the alcohol version of smell good, then y'all know what to do. Go holla at them, yo, because that's the vibe. Only if you like to smell good. Now, if you like to stink and all that, you know what I'm saying, there ain't nothing I can help you with. But if you like to smell good, because, you know, smelling good is something about that, right? It's just something about, you know, when people understand that you take care of yourself to the point where even when you walk into a room, you want them to understand that you're about you, right? So check that out. And then Lit Sticks. Oh, man. This is one of those vibes that's about to be in every cookout, you know what I mean? Every function that allows an outdoor venue. Everywhere. I want y'all to get familiar with Lit Sticks, yo, okay? So they coming, you know what I mean? And then look, the one thing about these brands and stuff like that, and the fact that, you know, I'm promoting them, I just want you guys out there to know, if you have a brand yourself and you need somebody to help get it out there, you know what I'm saying? That ain't afraid to help share and help other people get what they need too, because it ain't gonna do nothing but help me. Like, what you put in the atmosphere is what you get back. I never understood that. A lot of people don't like to help certain people because they feel like if they help them, then, you know, they gonna leave them or not work with them or something like that, which is weird to me, because why should that matter? Because whatever you put in the universe is gonna come back. So if you one of them people that like to support people and make sure people, you know, get the word out about people that you like or you rock with, then when your turn to go do something, trust me, the same love is going to be shown in return, even if it's not from those people that you did help and show love to. That's the whole thing about all this. A lot of times people be looking for like reciprocation from every single thing that they do in life. But if that's the case, then why are you really doing it? Like, you ain't doing it from the right place in your heart if you always looking for whoever you do something for to do something for you. Now, I understand there's a such thing as being taken advantage of, right? While some people who know that you'll always be there for them, after a while, they'll start taking advantage of you. But I ain't speaking about that. I'm speaking in the fact of whenever you genuinely want somebody else to win and you do little things to help that person, whether it is supporting their platform, sharing something, liking something, commenting on it, or going as far as to supporting their merch, buying t-shirts, buying other little things that they got to help them to keep moving. And then when it's time for you to get something popping, maybe that same person don't return it, right? Because maybe at that point they already started to go their trajectory up. But the same thing that you did for that person, somebody else is going to do for you. Because just think about it. The person that you did that for, although they may have recognized it, they may have seen it a few times that you shared it and all that other stuff, you got to remember, those people are so focused on what they're doing is because they have to do it when they don't get no likes, no comments, no shares. See, that's the loneliest place to be. There are people who really feel entitled to, like, really feel like, yo, I helped you be wherever you, you know, I shared your stuff or whatever, you ain't share mine or whatever. Because some people automatically just think you're going to see it. Or they think that because they see your content all the time, that literally means that you're on there scrolling. But for those of us that's really into this content creation game and we into this thing, we understand that, look, we'll put out a piece of content every day and it may get 3-4 likes a day. It may get 5 or 6 views a day. And then some days it gets more and then some days it gets less. We can't go back and understand, like, yo, all the time that we could just point it out, because sometimes we too busy trying to make sure we create the content, make sure that it's decent enough to go out, and then feel strongly enough about it to put it out there and let the world scrutinize it or whatever they want to do, because it's all art. It's all subjective, right? And people may agree with your opinion or they may not. And that's the whole part about having this sparking conversation, because I already know that everybody don't agree with the points that of views that I may have on something, but that's not the point. The point is for you to still spark a conversation to the point where if you're around somebody that's important to you, sometimes it's good to have something to talk about, right? Other than the corny basic shit. There's a lot of people that's around somebody every day and y'all don't really have conversations about things that go on because that's not your vibe. And I don't understand that. Why would you want to be around somebody you can't have a regular conversation with? Right? Like, just about other things. It don't always have to be about y'all and what y'all got going on, even if it's friends. Right? Because it's a few things that I just don't understand. And I'm like, yo, I guess when it comes down to the maturity portion about life, when it gets down to a certain place, y'all, I just look at things from a different perspective, I guess, right? Like, I want people that are around me to understand me, but it's okay if they don't. I think that's what I'm coming to grips with, right? Like, yo, I bet. I want them to get to understand because I don't really have people around me that's not doing something, right? Like, I don't have those type of associates. I don't have those type of friends, right, that is not doing something, right? And what I mean by that is that in this content game that I do, if most people that follow me, they know that, yes, I do this platform, but I also do filming, right? We also got a bunch of music out there. We also have a clothing line too, right? So when you see people with me or the people that I'm around, they all are part of something that's being done. Like, it's not just random people out here just kicking it and hanging and going out and doing all that. That's not the vibe, you know what I mean? Because if I'm gonna call somebody a friend of mine, like, what friend is not gonna try to help another friend get to some money, y'all? Like, if that's really your friend, you're gonna help, you're gonna want them to succeed, you're gonna want them to have too. You're not going to just want it to be you. Like, what island is most people wanting to be on? I don't get the whole, I just want to be it about me type thing. Like, nah, like, yo, if you got people that share common interests with you, then, yo, y'all should be helping each other get to some money. Life ain't, I hear this all the time when it comes down to certain people, like, when they know that you really are speaking into their life, but they take it personal. They take it as an attack because a lot of times people don't want to be reminded that they're not doing everything that they're supposed to be doing. They want people to really think that they got something popping. But we know that it ain't really that. So then they disagree with you only because of the way it makes them feel when they know that you're pulling the veil off of them. And this is the real thing. Like, a person who care about you, they care about you. Right? They care about you. If they really do, then it shouldn't be no ifs, ands, or buts about them either wanting the support, or if it's not even the fact of them wanting the support, like in the sense of what you may want them support. Long as they can understand or be there for you, give you words of encouragement, because, you know, there are some people that like to remain in the background, right? But I noticed one thing about the people who seem like they want to remain in the black background. They want to remain in the background until it's popping. But then when it's popping, they want to be on the scene. They expect to be the first people that get called when it's time for shit to pop. And they don't understand, like, yo, the people that was in the gym with you every single day is who going to be there when it's time for shit to pop. Not the people that's here and there every now and then. I mean, it's appreciated for sure. That's why I get on here every week and I say, yo, thank you to all the people who download the audio version, because it may be people that I know. Right? That's the one thing about the demographics. They don't give us names, they give us ages, they give us genders, they give us location. but it doesn't give us names of who they are. So it may be somebody that I really know that may be downloading the audio version. Same thing when it comes down to all the other stuff, when it comes down to the shares. You know, sometimes content gets shared, I might get alerted and then I may not get alerted. I may just go and look and I'll be like, oh, this video got this many shares? All right, bet. Then I have to go check out and see who shared it, right? But it doesn't always let you know. And then that's the one thing that people don't understand. They think that they do just enough to make sure that they stay, you know, a little bit in your radar so when things pop off, they could be in those situations with you. Not understanding that just for the content to get to where it is, all the work that you had to do in the background. It's so much that goes unnoticed to the person that it just stays consistent. You know, it's a lot of people in life who say that they just wish they had people in their life that was consistent. And in a lot of ways, people do. It's just that it may not be positive, right? If people let you down a lot or they have let you down a lot in life, I know. For some people, they feel like they can get over that. And they do at times. And I think people did.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Deal with it, right? They use all kind of rationale to deal with the fact that maybe these people have let you down over and over again. But the one thing that doesn't give you freedom in mind is because you're just sitting there thinking to yourself that this person is going to really do this again. Or if they're going to let you down again. Or how strong can you really stand on this, the foundation of when a person already let you down a bunch of different times? You know, when you're standing on forgiveness, right, that's a bridge made out of glass. That's not one of those bridges made out of steel. Forgiveness is a bridge made out of glass because once a person's forgiveness is fragile, right, or fractured, or even if it's cracked a little bit, everything else has to be cautious. Because if you step too hard, if you do too much, you're going to crack, you're going to break through, and that's what it is. And that's the difference. Now, I ain't going to give no metaphors of how high the bridge is. Look, the bridge might only be a couple of feet. It ain't about the height of the bridge. It's about what the bridge is made of. And I'm being honest with y'all. When a person is living in a space of forgiveness, that bridge is that you got, because they tell you don't burn bridges, right? They tell you don't burn bridges. So that bridge that is there, that bridge is then now made out of glass. I'm just going to be completely honest with y'all. So for all of y'all people that's living in forgiveness, knowing that you got somebody that's living in a place where they're forgiving you for something, realize that that bridge between the two from not getting burned is not made out of wood. It's not made out of steel. It is made out of glass, which means that it's very fragile. So you got to tread lightly if you want to continue to be able to cross that bridge the right way. Right? And that's just for anybody. Like, don't get it twisted. You know, forgiveness is not a sign of weakness. That's really the biggest sign of strength that you can ever have, is to be able to forgive somebody for something that they did to you that you knew wasn't right. That's crazy. That's a strength beyond strength. That makes you a superhero, most likely. Because you can actually forgive these people. And let's be honest, a lot of the people in our lives that we have to forget are people that we love, not just people that we like. It ain't people that we like for the most part. If it's just somebody we like, they do something we don't like, we just be like, yo, yeah, later for them, man. It's all love. It ain't nothing, but it ain't nothing for you to get rid of them. But when it comes down to people you love, that's what changes people, right? People are walking on spaces of forgiveness with people that they love, right? Because for some reason, you know, we take for granted the fact that because we have certain scenarios in our life, it doesn't mean that that's the scenario for our life forever, for the rest of our life. A lot of us are going through certain things because it is, you know, a chapter in the book of our life. It's a chapter in the story of our life, right? It's not the whole story. And sometimes it's hard to differentiate between the fact of whether these people that are in our lives are people that are supposed to be in a chapter or chapters, right? But not throughout the whole book. And so once we could get a grip on that, then that can help us with the way that we treat certain people that are in our lives, like how we look at them, how we view them, how we could not be so disappointed when we know that it's people that we have supported, but now they're not supporting us when it's time to stand up. It's all love. Why? Because the universe is going to send us people who are going to support us. Because it happened every day. It happened every day. Listen, there's no telling. Like, yo, I can't even literally put a number on how many people I may know in the surrounding area that I'm in right now. And I could go up there and I could see that when through the analytics from the content that I put up, most of the engagement that I get and all that other stuff come from people who are not even following. Or if people that are not friends, especially like if I use just Facebook metrics alone, it's just people who are in the news feed. And because I have a public page, because of it being a business page, it pops up on people's feed who are not my friends. So it's different than those of you people who got, like, you know, restrictions on their joint. Only their friends can see, or, you know, only people who follow, that's for them. That's different. Mine not. Mine a public page. So it pop up on people's stuff that ain't, that don't follow or is not my friend at all. And I look at the engagement and I look at all that stuff and I can see it. And I can see that it's more strangers in the mix than it is that people that know me, people that I know that I've looked out for on a numerous amount of occasions. It's people who I've put on different shows and I've hosted so many different events and I've booked so many different people for different things and I've seen them and I know they see what's going on, right? Because when they see me in person, they say it. And that's the one thing about it. It's a little different if when I see certain people in person and then they don't say it. But when I see people in person, they're like, yo, Rod, see what you're doing out there. Bong, 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 bong. This was this, that, and the third. And I'm thinking to myself, and I don't say it because it's not my place to say, because like I said, the universe always send you what you need as long as you put in the right energy out there. That's a fact. It's so much that I can stand on when it comes to that. Spiritually, I recognize that, yo, if what you put out there, it's going to come back. If you be good to people, when it's time for the good to come back to you from people, it's coming. It don't have to come from the people that you were being good to. You gotta be one of those people that recognize that too. So that way, whenever you are around people and you see people, there's no animosity that you got in you for them. It's more like, yo, God bless you. Live your life. I understand, right? But the one thing I can say about me is that, yo, for the people who may have not really looked at the things that they've done or we've done together and really looked at it like, yo, this is something that could change our lives, and they decide to go other ways and do other things, I'm not mad at none of them at all, right? Like, at all. Like, I just know that at the end of the day, nobody can be mad at me when they're not invited to the cookout, right? So to speak. Because that's not an act of revenge. That's not at all. What it is, it's just saying like, yo, I respect what your decisions are when it comes down to it. Because look, y'all, again, you know, Forgiveness is a bridge made out of glass, y'all. And that's just it. When people are living on forgiveness, then you got to tread lightly, especially if you are the person that is being forgiven. Or if it's the other way around, then, yo, sometimes to forgive somebody is to not be around them as well, too. Like, it's okay. Like, yo, we cool, right? Because, look, we all got different agendas in life, right? And some people may like whatever their life is right now at the moment, and that's fine. And I feel like everybody is entitled to live the life the way that they feel like they should. And I also feel like people should not feel entitled. Like, you can't just go by an association based on some things that y'all used to do. Like, we got to be in a position where it's not just inconvenience for you. Like, people can't just be a friend when it's convenient. And let me, hold on, before I go too far off that, let me get back onto this other thing about when I say people have to live in forgiveness. Because, look, this is not just for people that are in a situation with their person or whatever. I'm talking about it come to family, it come to friends. Because how many people out here may have had somebody in their life they considered the best of something? Or the favorite of something, my favorite cousin, my favorite relative, my favorite aunt, my favorite uncle, boom, or my best friend, right? And so many people have gone through some things with somebody they consider the best of something. And then when things didn't go a certain way, they automatically become an enemy. And so for me, it helps me to understand the difference between just having people around in your life because y'all click, versus having people in your life that share some type of common interest with you. Because when people share common interests with you in your life, then you guys always have a means of being able to connect, right? Because you connect through the thing that you guys have in common. So for me, right, let's just use me for an example. Either it's in the fashion, music, film. If people are around me are in one of those three things and they share a similar interest and they do something along the lines of something in those three, right? Because that's the way that you hold on to real friendships, because you got something in common. You got a different agenda. You have a different purpose. It's not just to be around, to hang out with because you get along. Right? It's people around you to say, yo, hey, listen, I'm going to show up for you for this because, look, this can help change our lives. So I'm going to be there. And that's the difference. And when you say you want to have certain people in your life, so many people go wrong. They just want companionship from people, right? They say they want friends. That's it. And look, like, do you want friends or do you want people? Because if anybody goes by anything that's dealing with the scriptures, right? For those that may or may not, I don't know. But the one thing that sticks with me all the time is they say to have you just one friend, you have to consider yourself blessed. To have one friend, one person that don't care what you got, one person that don't care about none of that shit, like, yo, they just want you to win. They feel like genuinely you want them to win. When opportunities come, you present them yourself to them. You don't let them borrow money, right? There's no need to borrow no money from somebody that's your friend. It's like, let's help each other get money. Don't come to me when things are already almost down to the last of you, whatever you got, thinking you about to borrow, because that's the one thing that tears friendships up. Nah, that shouldn't even be a thing. Like, if we around each other, we should be working towards helping each other get to something. And that's why I associate or have myself around people who are doing something that I'm doing. And then, yeah, maybe it looks like I'm the leader in it. And I'll accept that, right? But what I'm saying to y'all is that at the end of the day, the people that work with me, they know that they got me. If you cross a certain line, then that's it. And I'm respectful in that way, but you can't disrespect me ever and feel like it's okay and it's going to be like that. Nah, I'll distance myself from you in a heartbeat. I won't mention you. I won't say nothing to you ever again. You know, and that goes for anything. That goes for people who I've worked with before or any of these platforms. It's love. Like, for me, it's love. Like, yo, I don't have no hard feelings, no animosity towards nobody. I stay away from you. But what I'm saying is that I'm still going to hustle. This content's still going to come out. These brands are still going to jump off the gym, right? And we still going to keep pushing. We still going to keep developing these brands. We're going to still keep going. We're still going to keep staying focused on the main plan, because the one thing about it is that when people remove themselves, then there's no argument there, right? I don't have to argue with anybody that removed themselves. You removed yourself. Thank you. Right? But it's still all love, yo. It's never no hate. It's all love. You know, we had a moment. It was a chapter. And that's how I feel when it comes to certain things. Like, it's a chapter. It's just a few people out here. They kind of holding on to the story just a little bit. That means, like, they still in it, knowing good and well it's time to turn the page on that chapter, but they still holding on to it. It's just like, they're talking about now, like, let's be real. They're talking about now where it's like, yo, it's going to be hard for people to afford housing. Right? No, not housing as far as rent is concerned, but housing to be able to buy houses, because houses are going to be so overpriced and so priced out that people are not going to be able to afford them. They're not going to be able to afford the payment. So it's going to turn a lot of these institutions into landlords, right? Because they're going to have all this properties out here that they can't sell, but people are going to need places to live. So then they're going to turn into, see, this is the play. And I hope all of y'all are paying attention, because, you know, sparking conversation, this is what we do. We try to give y'all something to conversate about, right? So look, just think about this, y'all. The reason why they're doing it, if it's on purpose, I feel like it's on purpose. But then again, I'm not here to tell people how to feel. I feel like it's on purpose for them to want to become landlords, because if they become landlords, then that's just another extra way for them to be able to control you and control how you maneuver and control what you do. Because technically, they know people don't have the desire to build, right? They know people don't have the desire to think out of something. They say people got more of a complex to look a certain way. And it's true. But it doesn't have to be continuously like that. And what I mean by that when I say people be wanting to look a certain way is that when people are able to afford a certain amount of property and they get pre-approved for a certain amount that they could go out there and shop for, the one thing that they do is go shop for something that somebody else already had. You know, very seldom do people go shop for something and say, hold on, let me go find something that I could go ahead and build from scratch. Because the one thing that they can't do is stop you from doing that. Like, but it's the things that's already there, because you got so many people who always say they don't got time for nothing, because they're not working with a team. Like, they don't have people that they could work together with. You know, you got all of these people who are looking at their lives and looking at all their bills and looking at everything they want to do. And then they're looking at themselves like they got to do it all by themselves. And I'm even coming to the realization of that. Like, no matter what it comes down to, I don't care how good you are with something. I don't care how much you know you're living in your purpose. You cannot do everything by yourself. Hence, let's take it like this. For those people that believe in the Bible or not, we know the story of Jesus, and we understand exactly who he was and all the things that he was able to do, all the miracles that they talk about, feeding the 5,000 with five pieces of fish, turning the water into wine, all of the other things, walking on water. He was able to do everything that all the other people didn't do, but he still had 12 other cats with him. He still needed help. So even as super as you could be, even if you are the one, the Neo, the mate, even if you are them, whatever that is, you still need help. Because if he needed help, then certainly who else out here is going to walk around like they don't need help? Like, no, like if you're in a position of leadership, because that's what he was, right? He was in a position of leadership. He was ordained to be a leader no matter what. He wasn't the follower. He was the leader. The people that was with him was following. Not that they was blind following. And then in some instances, people say, yeah, they just followed him. But nah, it was the energy. It was the feeling. It was the frequency that they were on to let them know that this was a person that you're supposed to follow. It had nothing to do with the length of years that you've known somebody. Like, when a vibe is right, the vibe is right, and you be around the right type of people, and when you feel it, and you know it. It don't have to be people that you've been around for 1,000 years and all that other shit for you to really feel the connection that you need. Sometimes it's your tribe, it's your energy, it's the frequency. When you align with the right frequency, you're gonna feel it. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if you feel like you can do it, you can't do it by yourself. So imagine if a few, this is the one thing about the people who come over here from other countries and shit like that. They put their pride aside when it comes down to understanding what the dream is. They come together. They put their stuff together. They put their change together. They put their resources together. Because if you put it together, you still have more left over. Versus you only thinking about yourself. We have so many selfish people in this world. We have so many selfish people in this hemisphere. It's bananas. How many people feel like they the only ones that should have something? And then they wonder why people kicking in their door. People are kicking in their door because you the one, the only one that got something. It shouldn't even be like that. Like, we should all, like, have people around us that, like, yo, that we saying, like, yo, what's the vision that you have? Like, even with me, like, when I get with people and I like to have those moments where we could just have moments where we could chop it up, you know? And I ask them because I want to know. I literally want to know what's their vision. Right? What, how do you see yourself? How do you see your life going? What is it that you are doing or want to do that you felt like you could do for the rest of your life? And if it made you money, you'll do that. You know, I'm one of those people. I want to know that. I want to know what your vision is because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm trying to help you to understand that I'm only living in a vision. So if you're not, then it's not going to align, but it's okay. Right? But that's the vibe, yo. Like, listen. We're not living in nothing else other than the vision because, you know, if we continue to move as thinking that we're monoliths out here where we're the only person that's supposed to have something or we're only supposed to have this one thing and that's it and that's all it is and it's just money. But that ain't it. Money is just a tool. You know, the ultimate goal is freedom. I'm not with the whole back and forth and the semantics that people want to go through when it really comes down to, you know, what they want to talk about when it comes down to wealth, right? When it comes down to money. Because then you got people who are living in so much fear because they think that Trump is the Antichrist as well, too. And the president is the Antichrist. They saying that if he ain't, it's the one that's coming behind them. Like, we got all these other things that people are so living in fear of, but I don't understand why people haven't understood this one particular thing when it comes down to all the things. Peace, Rob. My guy, yo. Peace, man. Definitely appreciate you checking in, y'all. But the one thing I think that people are forgetting is that, you know, for everything that's out there that's supposed to be evil, y'all know it's the opposite to that. It's definitely an opposite of that. And whatever is on this planet trying to dominate itself in the space of evil, understand that they still share this realm with whatever is supposed to be good. Now, I'm not here to talk about who the strongest. Obviously, who's the most obvious is the people who are out there right now. But let's be real. There is a great balance out here in the world. There are some people who are meant to, you know, get in the way of a lot of things that people are trying to make happen. And if you kind of look around, if you guys just stop living in fear and understand that it's so many signs that's telling people to start to come together, y'all. It's out there. I don't know what else y'all need. They scaring everybody talking about, yo, the power grid going to go out. They thinking about an EMP. They going to try something. They tried it overseas already. They want to get y'all in a panic. You know, Obama and them put out the movies to get everybody prepared for something coming and all that other shit. And then they talking about, you know, what happened in Russia the other day with Ukraine just going through with the drones and bombing up shit after they supposed to be in the middle of a peace treaty, right? Talking about peace because your man's saying, listen, we trying to get that war out the way. That war corny is messing up money. We trying to get to some money out here. Trump trying to get to a bag. He not trying to be out here fighting and all these dumbass shit. But I get it. It's people who just don't like him. So I respect it. You know, however you feel is how you feel. But what I'm saying to you is that what that got to do with us? They ain't got shit to do with the price of tea in China. I'm seeing all of us who got a mindset to understand that right now, economically, this is the best time for us to get as free as possible, regardless of whatever kind of emotions you got about supposedly they supposed to give you something. What are they going to give you? What do you want? Reparations. We all looking for somebody to give you reparations. And I'm saying right now, do y'all not understand that through these other different means of the way that the economy is going, that we have been given reparations. We're just not paying attention to it. It's out there for us to get. We just got to do a little something for it. It's been made that if we take the initiative towards it, then nobody could take it from us. And that's through the way that the things is going. Pay attention to the monetary system, y'all. If they going digital, the one thing that you guys all got to know is that if they saying that everything is going digital, then why are you guys are not investing in digital currency now? Like, why are you waiting for them to be able to control what you get? Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, you're supposed to be on that now. Like, you don't need to be waiting, right? Because that's your reparation. Your reparation is that you could technically be financially free and be able to move around the world and be able to trade in all currencies just through your phone, right? Can y'all understand that? Having a bank in your phone. And here's the other thing, too. Like, when we come down to it. You know, I'm not no financial advisor, so I got to give that disclaimer when I put that out there. But y'all understand that on Sparking Conversation, this is what we do. We get the information out. Like, look, y'all, a lot of y'all are sleeping on this crypto stuff, and I get it. I get it. A lot of times when people don't understand something, they fear it, right? Or if they do have an opportunity to understand it, that's not the energy that they spend their time on. They spend their time on other people's business and all this other corny shit. They don't spend time on trying to figure it out. But I'm going to tell y'all something, man. This ain't too much that I can say on here to help a whole bunch of people understand that the reparations that you're looking for, especially if you look like me, if that's what you subscribing to, the reparations that you're looking for is right there. It's right in front of you. It's called economic inclusion, and you guys are not paying attention to the inclusion part. Whenever it talks in the Bible and all these other things, when they talk about the reference of 144,000, understand, y'all, that's a metaphor for a whole lot of other stuff, right? What part of the number are you? Remember, the 144,000 is not just a reference to those that's supposed to be saved after the rapture, those of you that believe in the rapture, you know, whatever. It's a significant number that signifies that this is a small amount of number of people out of the millions of people that is going to get it, that's going to understand, that's going to get exactly what is there for them. Now, it's way more people are entitled to it. Yes. Right? Millions of us are entitled to it. But are you going to be one of those people that's going to pay attention to what the revolution is? It's not about all that other stuff, right? It's really technically about how you can control the main three things in your life, and that's food, clothing, and shelter. If you can control those three things, then what else is there for you that anybody else can put you in a position where you got to do something that you don't want to do? How? If you control those three things. So, you know, my thing is that if you kind of look at it now, by the way that they're bringing all this stuff back to the USA, this is just more reason for everybody to say, okay, well, now it's time for us to do the other thing. You got a clothing line? I bet. If you got a textile plant? I bet. Yo, let's buy some land and let's grow cotton. Remember how many pictures y'all seen in Black history books and magazines and stories about our people out there picking cotton for free? Now, understanding that the commodity of cotton was what was how much money these people was making off of cotton. We dread cotton so much because he was out there picking it for free that we forgot that, yo, we should have been able to be experts in cotton, right? We shouldn't be the ones owning all the cotton fields. We should be having the textile companies. We should be the ones pumping out all the blanks. Right? Like, come on. What's the history of the United States? What's one of the cash crops besides sugarcane and all that other shit? Tobacco. It was cotton. Right? Or am I wrong? Or am I right? It's cotton. Now, we know that before they came over here and forced the situation with the cotton, because we know where that came from. We know that our people over here was using hemp for everything. They was using hemp for buildings. They was using hemp for clothes. They was using hemp for storage. They was using hemp for everything. They was using the trees. They were using the hemp trees for everything. And it's biodegradable. And it's all natural. And it doesn't give you no type of leaves, no type of residues, and nothing that's harmful in your stuff because it's stored in it. Now, only that, it's stronger than a lot of regular wood when it comes down to building and stuff like that. It's just that most people don't know about that. They know about hemp when it comes down to smoking, right? We know about that. We know about hemp when it comes down to the edibles and all that other shit, but we don't know about the total use of hemp. Do y'all really think that hemp was banned or considered a controlled substance just because it got you, made you hungry a little bit and sleepy for some people, depending on the strain you get? You think that's the reason why it was? No, it wasn't that. It was because once you realize that it does all that other shit, think about all the people who would have grown their own hemp, and then they'd be able to understand that you can get all these other things for it. Imagine if we had a processing center that processed all of these goods out of hemp, because that's what they used to use anyway, and it's better for the environment, and it's better for whatever you're using the plastics and all that other stuff for right now. So imagine that, right? These are the type of things that I feel like when we get together as a group of people, we need to be talking about, because these are the things that are attainable. These are not the things that are so far-fetched. This is not the shit that is made out of science fiction. This is just real life, everyday things that people could come together and do. Somebody keep talking about, yo, man, black people can't come together and all that other shit. The only reason why people come together and they argue and fight or they don't is because people are scared to put shit in writing. Like, I've noticed that, too, in our community. They're scared to put something in writing. They just, everything is a handshake or just, you know, I'm just going to say I'm going to do it. Like, nah, yo, put it in writing. That way we don't got to argue. We don't got to argue at all. Put it in writing. This is what you're supposed to do. This is what I'm going to do. Boom. If you don't do it, this is what happens. So if you don't do it, then you can't be mad at me. It's in writing. So we're going to go to the place to get that handled about what's supposed to be handled because it's in writing. Point blank, period. I don't got to argue with you. I don't got to fall out with you. This is what we said. This is what we agreed upon, and this is what you broke, or this is what you breached, and that's it. Right? I ain't got to argue with people. But all that just wanting to do stuff with people and afraid to put it in writing, have you arguing with people. Oh, you said, yo, fuck all that you said shit. Yo, listen, this is what we doing. What we going to do? You with it? I bet. I'm going to put it in writing. You want to put it in writing? All right, let's do this together. Let's put this down in writing. Let's make the shake. Let's put everything in there that we need and what we expect and what we want to go and what's our goals and our vision and all that. We move forward and we on it. And that's it. And everybody got a copy. Everybody that got to be reminded of it. So if anybody is slacking, it's cool to just have a meeting. It ain't got to be no disrespect. We gonna have a meeting like, yo, I bet. So y'all see this line item right here? This ain't being followed by so and so. What we doing about that, y'all? Because that's all it's about. Just it. Just adults making adult moves, and we just keep moving. But I just want y'all to pay attention out here, yo, because I'm telling y'all, it's a lot of y'all that's going to get caught. Y'all going to get caught by that central digitalized currency that's coming from the government. If y'all get caught by that, then they're going to control everything that go on with you. You're going to think they're putting cameras up everywhere, on every street corner. It's going to be a camera. So for all y'all out here that's living that street life and y'all think y'all anonymous and all that, I know the old man that sit outside with his leg crossed and a white beater with a Kango hat, knowing that he the man around there. I'm telling y'all, it don't matter who you are, they gonna know who you are. They already know who y'all are anyway. None of y'all are getting away from it. If y'all remember the way that I reported not even like a month ago about how much money Doge found that the CIA and the FBI was paying informants, y'all, over 50-something billion dollars went out to informants. Can y'all imagine? And listen, just for y'all, put this into perspective, y'all. Like $50 billion went out to informants that was paid by the CIA and the FBI just for normal stuff that went on in the streets of the cities in the United States. And just imagine, y'all know some of them informants is drug addicts. Can y'all imagine that some of them was only getting like $50 here, $100 here? So can you imagine how many informants that is? I'm talking about even some people's mothers. Look, trust me, it ain't nobody out here living that life that they don't know who you are. So if this is what we amount to, and all we can figure out is a way for us to, you know, to figure out like, yo, a way for us to get something in life is to only live in a space that involves this street etiquette and the street life and this corny ass, this, you know, I don't know, this hand-to-hand drug over this just the way things are going in the sense of what makes it popular to be considered a real one nowadays, yo, right? Musty with a gun, right? There's so many people around here just musty with a gun, yo, but you still musty. And that's the worst part about it. Like, it's so many people walking around, and you could tell, because even when you in public places, like, you walk in a mall, it's a dude walking around in the mall, right? He in the mall right now, right? Walking around with bags, got sneakers on, but he musty. Like, you know, and that's crazy to me, because it's like, yo, I see you fresh, fam, but you don't smell fresh. Like, that don't even go together. Like, think about it. How many of y'all going to buy something that look fresh but don't smell fresh? Y'all going to put that shit right back down. Y'all going to pick it up and be like, ooh, this don't smell right. It look right, but it don't smell right. Y'all going to put it right back. So when people walk around like that, it's just a thing. Like, yo, everybody got something to say, but except for the right thing. Yo, my guy, what up? Oh, man, my boy Malik, man, what up? Yo, damn, yo. Yo, this cat, and it's crazy that he pop up right now when I was talking about knowing that, you know, about everything that we said about content, because this is one of the first people to actually put me in something, you know what I mean, that he was doing, and he was a film. He was a visionary for a while back when, you know, the cameras was huge. Yo, the man, he saw certain visions in a lot of people at that time, man, and he really looked out for me. So I appreciate you jumping in, man, because I can honestly say that there's a lot of people who I know can bear witness to the grind that I put in, right? And it doesn't have to be necessarily said. Like, I know, I even with me having my own platform, I don't really get up here and I just run down resume and just say all the things that I've done. But I know there's so many people out there that could really vouch for the grind, right? And the trajectory or the climb from one level to the other based on all the things that I've done. And another thing that makes me proud is that, you know, I never really thought about this until it was made, you know, I was made aware of it that, you know, like that I was Googleable. And so when I looked at that, it didn't give me a sense of, you know, where most people will look at it in a place of like arrogance, right? Like, yo, man, you better Google me and all this other dumb shit. It was like, nah, it was just simply the fact that when you pop up on Google, like, yo, you got to think about it. I go by Rob One, right? So, and I've always gone by that, you know? And so the only other thing that shares that name is an action hero from Asia named Rob One. It's a Chinese action hero named Rob One. And so just to be able to be in a position where somebody could Google you and they Google you and that's what you come up next to, but you come up, that's crazy to me, right, yo? Because that just goes to show how much work has been done and has been put in. And I think a lot of people understand this too. Like, you know, when you plant your seeds, man, and you keep watering it, it doesn't matter how long it takes for you to reap your harvest, but you know your harvest coming in, right? So I just hope for the most part that the people who decide to keep moving forward with me and the things that I'm doing now, man, I hope they understand that, man. They coming into a space where it's almost harvest time, you know, and I could feel it, right? You know, and it's definitely an energy, and it's in the atmosphere, and I could feel it. It's almost harvest time. And I'm just thankful for the people that decided to stick through with me in the situations that I have going on now when it comes down to everything content-based. Because I'm going to be honest with you all, man, a lot of people, you know, they never question me. And that's really a real thing to say. Like, they don't question me. Like, you know, they already expect that if I ask them to be somewhere, that it's going to be a place that they're going to be. It's going to be cool. They ain't going to have no issues. I'm going to make sure that they're good and we're going to get the work done. And it's just what it is. It's never bullshit. It's never play around. It's have fun, but we never not get the work done. And I think for the most part, I've built a certain level of trust in people whenever it comes down to this stuff, man. And I'm just thankful for that. Right? Just thankful for having the spirit of just being able to be a person that keep their word, because I understand it's a lot of people out here who don't. They're allergic to keeping their word, yo. They're allergic to all things honest. Right? But look, I just want y'all to know that I still appreciate all of y'all that jumped on here tonight, right? Because look, man, you know, it come a time where, you know, like I said, in this content game, I had a guest scheduled for tonight, yo. I had a guest scheduled for today. It would have been a really good conversation, though, right? It would have been a really dope, like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to say nothing too much about it because we're going to work on it for them to come back. It's just a situation that they're in right now, right? They're in a situation that's really tough and it's really hard for them to maneuver like we would out here. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to work out and I'm going to get it done. If y'all know anything about me, you know, I have people on the platform that, you know, I'm in a lot of different things in life, you know what I'm saying? And even when those that are incarcerated, you know, I've had incarcerated people on the show, you know. I've had sheriffs on the show, you know. I've had a lot of people dealing with a lot of different things on the show that normally wouldn't, you know, have an opportunity to even tell a story in the situation they in. And I'm just thankful that they have found me in the ways that they have and they feel comfortable enough to want to get on. So even with tonight, I understand, you know, things happen. So I don't get mad when my guests can't come on. I just respect it, right? Because life happens. And, you know, luckily for me, you know, I've been in this podcast space for a little while now. It causes me to be able to, you know, get out here and research and be able to always be prepared to have a show in me, even if I don't have a show guest. And, you know, that's just how it go, right? And when you are the person that is responsible for what you're doing, you can't come up with an excuse. Like, I can't say, oh, well, my guest didn't show up, so I just come back next week. That's not consistency. Consistency is showing up even when you're the only one that's going to be there. Like, that's crazy, right? Like, you got to believe in yourself enough that you got to go, even when you by yourself. Like, can you imagine that? Like, yo, literally, like, there's so many people out here who are afraid to step out on faith because they have to do it alone. And then there comes times where you never know how it's going to go. Like, tonight, like, look, I got notes. I ain't said shit that was on these notes tonight. And it's already time for me to almost get up out of here, right? But then that's why I can't worry, right? Because whatever is meant for you to do, and if you're in the right space and in the right energy, guess what the universe is going to do? It's going to give you that. And I don't say the universe in the place of God. I don't want you guys to think that I'm one of those grand rising type people. You know what I mean? Because that's not me. But what I will say is that I say universe because I look at it as the atmosphere, right? And I look at it as energy. And I also understand that we have ancestors as well, too. You know, I understand that there's a God, there's a creator of all. And I also understand that we have ancestors. And I understand that we have ancestors that look over us and they watch over us and they give us downloads and they want us to finish work that they didn't do. Because there's people who have ascended. And they've ascended in their life journey and their mission, but they still have, you know, things that they haven't accomplished and they pass it down through their lineage. You know, that's why it's so important about DNA and it's so important about your bloodline and it's so important for fathers mostly, you know what I mean, to try your best to be in your children's lives. You got to try to do your best to be in your children's lives because, you know, it's a lot that comes with being a man. And I think that for the most part, the decisions that you have to make is what really makes you one. More so than how many women you can get, how much money you can make, what material things you can own. The number one thing that makes you a man is the decisions that you make, right? Like the things that you're willing to walk away from. Because those are the hardest things to do in life, right? Just walk away from things that you know is not meant for you. Even though at one time it was, right? So look, I want to encourage all of you guys out there that's watching tonight. I want to encourage all of you guys that's going to watch the playback to still keep continuing to join me, right? Here each and every week, man. Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. We always going to have something to talk about. And we always, you know, are going to have the comments wide open. So you guys can always join the conversation if you got something to say, if you want something that you can relate to, or if you agree or disagree. The comments are always going to be open for you guys, man, right? So y'all could get that off because that's what it's about. It's about conversation, right? So I do have guests scheduled for the upcoming shows, and we're going to make that shake. And if they do come on and they make it on, I'm telling you, it's going to be some interesting conversations coming up. right? And at the end of the day, if they don't, then it's going to be us, right? For those of you that show up and meet, and we're going to have something to talk about because it's mad shit that's going on out here, all right? So it's never not nothing to talk about. It's never not something to conversate about. And as a person like me who is looking forward to the future, and that future starts with another F, and that's freedom, those of y'all that are rocking with me and those of y'all that are on the quest for freedom, right? Then we're going to keep riding this wave, y'all. Word. And I just want to let y'all know that people say this all the time, but they don't say it like this. I'm going to be real with y'all. Like, you know, it's a such thing as you might not make every shot that you take, but you guaranteed to not make no shots if you don't take none. So we all got to be in that position, right? To just take our shots, shoot our shots, right? 50-50 chance it's going to go in. It's 100% chance that it won't go if you don't shoot. So let's shoot, right? Get your cameras out. Get in the booth. Get your pen out if you're right. Whatever it is, get to it, yo. Leave this world empty. Don't leave nothing inside of you, yo. Word up. Don't leave nothing. Don't leave no vision, no thought, no idea. Don't leave it in you. Get that shit out. Let's go, yo. Word. All right, yo. So look, next week, man, join me right here, yo. Sparking conversation. Y'all know the vibe, man. Each and every week, Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. We live right here. We on Facebook. We on LinkedIn. We on YouTube. We everywhere. And I want y'all to make sure y'all continue to rock with your boy, man. All right? And listen, never forget, y'all, that if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until next week, I want y'all to hold it down for me. And I'm going to say peace.